Let your weight sink to the floor and your body settle downward, releasing any heavy energies that are flowing through or around your being. And heavy energies includes tension. Tension is heavy energy. So we'll feel the lower back, hips, thighs, lower legs, feet, all the muscle fibers softening and balancing out. The lower back releasing and balancing out. And we're going to let life be as it is. Life is. It's got its ups and downs. It's part of the way life is built to be. There are cycles and beginnings, middles, and ends. And we are just going to accept that that is how it is. But that doesn't mean that we have to go on an emotional roller coaster with those ups and downs. There's a place within us that is completely peaceful and ecstatic behind all the movement of life. So we're going to accept that life is movement, life is change, and then we're going to step back inside our being and say, that's how it is. And I can join with that when I choose to, or I can step back into the still, quiet place that's always there. And so we align along our vertical axis, acknowledging that we're stepping back. Out of the cycles, into the constancy of the divine, which is always available to us, always present. And take a few deeper breaths. Feeling the heavy energies separating off from yourself. Feeling your energy field kind of fluffing out, getting lighter, brighter, feeling lighter, expanding in all directions around you. And you'll feel your body relaxing and kind of uncrinkling. And the bubble, your aura will fill up surrounding you and a protective, purified bubble of energy that nourishes you and sustains you. inspires you, inspires creativity and insight and wisdom. And we'll pause for a moment to just realize life is what it is. And we get involved in it, and that's perfectly fine. And then we can also step back from it to access the deeper wisdom, the deeper guidance, be freed up from the heaviness of it, return to a place of peace and quiet and inspiration, to be renewed, to receive the guidance, and then to get back involved. That's the solar cycle is the activity cycle. The lunar cycle is the inner quiet cycle. There's always the sun and the moon and the day and night cycles of our being. So the solar is the activity, the lunar is the inner. And the real spiritual skill, the only skill, is knowing and learning that you can return to this place. That you don't have to be imprisoned in the activity cycle. And that you have a choice to access all parts of your being, the inner wisdom as well as the activity. Allow yourself to sit in that beautiful energy. Feel that vertical axis, the earth energy through your feet and seat, the light descending from above, generating a spiral of life as it moves through the chakras and is mirrored by the DNA spiral. And as we deepen into this, we go through phases of more releasing and more immersion. Further immersion in the light, in the music of the spheres, the vibrational tones that you may hear if you don't see, or in addition. We let any worries that come up flow into the stream of energy. To be cleansed and transformed. We invite the guides, angels, and archangels to be here with us, guiding the healing, lighting the light of purity, of harmony and beauty. So that only the most refined divine energies enter our circle. And they have lit a beautiful flame in the center of the circle that is like a yellow lotus with a blue indigo flame in the center that's becoming the predominant vibration. That flame sends a beam of light. It's a living vibration. And at this time, lightly think of the people that you would like to have healed. Receive healing energy, including yourself, and let their name go into that beam in the center. I'm going to leave you to sit in meditation a little longer, because you're in a beautiful state. And I thank you for your beautiful hearts and souls. You'll feel when this is over. So I will speak to you next week. God bless.